So just notice that Jesus is not saying that the other person doesn't have a beam in their eye, but that we should take care of our own first before we can clearly see what's going on in others, so that we don't become that blind person trying to lead the blind. But just to look at continuing going through St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. An obligation has been imposed upon me, St. Paul says. So we know in a very real and particular way, St. Paul was called to be a preacher, a proclaimer of the gospel. But in our baptism, so has each one of us. Each one of us has been given the charge, the command to preach, the opportunity to share the saving message of Jesus Christ to the whole world. And woe to me, woe to us if we don't preach it. We must. This must be what motivates us, is to bring others to this saving message of Jesus Christ. Although I am free, St. Paul goes on to say, I have made myself a slave to all. I have become all things to all people to save at least some. So maybe we can read into this that he realizes that not everyone will accept the saving message of Jesus Christ. But as we've heard the last couple of days, this notion of love, of dying to self for the good of the other, he's made himself a slave so that everyone has the opportunity to come to know Jesus. This should be us as well. Not claiming our rights, as he says, I have a right to these things, but I'm not claiming my right so that you can receive what's best for you. I put myself last, I put myself behind. I'm a slave to you so that you can achieve salvation. When we go about our daily lives, wherever we are, whatever state of life we're in, whatever our job, our school, or whatever, are we motivated to put ourselves last, to die to self, so that others can receive the saving message of Jesus Christ? What impels us? What obligation has been placed upon us? What am I doing? Am I seeking to save my soul as well? Because this is how St. Paul ends this passage. I have to do what's right. I have to follow the command, that the obligation that God has given to me. Because I can lose my own soul. It is a possibility. And so we have to be mindful of that as well. This is why it's so beautiful that so many of us start our day around the holy altar, around the sacrifice of the Holy Mass, giving ourselves a proper orientation of what's truly important. As we go out and encounter the innumerable lies of the world and of the enemy of our souls, we start this morning around the altar of truth. Let's receive these graces well and go out under an obligation, and preach to everyone the saving message of Jesus Christ. Amen.